Sam's Got Music News.
To start things off, brought to you by Sky Rizzi.
Beyonce is bringing us another concert movie. Remember, she brought the Homecoming movie to Netflix?
I do remember it.
Well, this time, she's kind of... It's almost identical to what Taylor Swift is doing. You know, Taylor Swift
I know she doesn't want to hear that, but yeah.
I know. Yeah. And I don't want to compare them because it's totally, completely different.
I don't want the world to pit them against each other because they probably have great respect for each other.
They're both superstars in their own right. Yeah, absolutely.
Taylor has the Eras movie starting on the 13th at AMC Theater. She arranged it strictly with them, and she's going to get 50% of the box office receipts.
Which she's already made $100 million, right, with that?
Yeah, Beyonce is going to do this for the Renaissance tour.
The goal for this tour was to create a place where everyone is free.
She's already got a trailer for it. It's going to be 2.5 hours long. Highlights from the Renaissance tour, the actual prep for the Renaissance tour. It's kind of like the one she did for Homecoming because she had a lot of the preparation stuff. Yeah, the backstory. And this one's going to hit on December the 1st. Also at AMC Theaters.
Nice.
So look for that.
It's good for the movie industry, too, because if you're not showing up for Equalizer 3 or you're not showing up for a movie, it's like the concert you couldn't get to, you can go see now.
Yeah.
And she good for them, for theaters.
She just wrapped it up over the weekend in Kansas City. So it's time for the theaters. Hey, did you hear Stevie Nicks is going to be a Barbie doll?
I saw a picture of the Stevie Barbie.
Yeah, she went on stage and announced it the other night. It's the Stevie Nicks Music Barbie doll. It's got a, here's what they described it as, a beguiling black dress inspired by the Rumors album cover.
Yeah.
She holds her tambourine.
That's cool.
Her makeup is eyes, smoky eyes, textured bangs, flowing hair.
It actually, you have to see it to believe how great they got it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Stevie for sure.
I wonder if that's what Lindsey Buckingham used to call her. Barbie.
No, I'm sure we can't say what he used to call her.
Yes! And finally, there's going to be a Live Aid stage musical. Bob Geldof is arranging this in England right now. It's going to be a musical about the whole putting it together, the actual day of the event, people's experiences there.
Yeah.
Now, they are going to have music from, like, Queen. And U2 and Paul McCartney and Sting, even Elton John and George Michael. But he says it's not going to be people portraying them. The music is just going to carry the story along.
Nice.
But there's not going to be a Freddie Mercury or a George Michael. He's not getting that hokey.
Yeah, okay.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 6:50.
Coming up next, tell you what Murphy tried to sneak into the house past me. Sam, did Murphy tell you about what he brought home from his parents' house the other day? Brought into our house?
No, he brought a cookbook because he gave it to me.
No.
Yeah, Sam likes cookbooks. It had his name written all over it. Actually, it had the chef's name written all over it, but Sam likes it.
So. It's either the garbage or me.
No, Murphy went over to spend some time with his brother and sister at their parents' home, cleaning out the shed and cleaning out more stuff, and he backed his truck into the driveway when he got home, and I didn't know what was going on because I thought the house was mostly cleaned out. And then he said, "Hey, Jody, would you mind helping me bring something in?" I'm like, "Well, what?"
Well, it's
two things that I noticed.
Oh, two things that you noticed.
Well,
I thought
one
it was
thing
just
I helped
one.
You in, and the other thing you snuck in.
Oh, I didn't realize I snuck something in.
Oh, you did.
So the first thing that I brought in was my parents' old console stereo. It's like a 1966
cool.
Zenith, you know.
Yeah. I'm glad you like it. Would you want it?
Murphy brought it home for a reason.
We have no place for it. We have zero. It's a piece of furniture.
It's one of those, as I said, you know, well, everything was back then. You know what I mean? Every single piece of electronics, for whatever reason, had to be a piece of furniture. TV had to have wood on it. Don't know why. But you know, this is one of those where I'm not ready to get rid of it yet.
Yeah.
It is too sentimental. At some point, I'm sure I will become unattached to it, and then it can go along its merry way. But right now, it's still in very good shape. I've not plugged it in to turn it on. I have no idea what will happen when I do that.
So is it a vertical thing or is horizontal?
No, it's horizontal.
No, it's horizontal.
It takes
up a
lot of space.
Wow.
That's the thing. It's like we spent 2 days trying to figure out where to put it. And we finally found one spot. And I just don't want an overcrowded situation. And there's so much stuff already that's come to our house. But Phoebe doesn't know it's in her room.
Hey, you know what? It works. She's not living in it, right?
Move out, she loses the room.
That's right.
But no, so. I noticed what you snuck in. Women notice what's brought into their home, I promise. I noticed it, what's in the fireplace.
Oh, yeah, okay. I meant to tell you that.
Sorry you did.
Did you?
I guess you call them andirons from my grandmother's house in her fireplace. There's nothing special about them other than like a personal.
They're cool. They look nice. Snuck in.
Do you like them, though?
Do like them, yes.
Okay.
Coming up next.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gain Fling's Laundry Detergent.
I've got some Tom Brady news. First off, over the weekend, did you catch that he was hanging out at a gala, a fundraising thing, and he was in a bidding war with Kim Kardashian?
Oh, no.
It's a funny story. Okay, so they were both at this Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City. It's the Reform Alliance's first ever gala to raise money. This is a criminal justice reform charity. Mm-hmm. And so they're both bidding on this really expensive piece of art. This whole event raised $24 million, and they were back and forth bidding on this painting. They both ended up, after a while, after all these tense moments, of giving $2 million each. And apparently they're
who got the painting?
They're going to decide among themselves who gets to take the artwork home, which means Kim.
Yeah.
Knowing that she's going to be like, I want this. And he's going to be like, whatever for the lady. Probably. Mm-hmm. But maybe they'll share it. You know, there's always been rumors about them. I don't believe the rumors about them at all.
Oh, no. They're not together.
They're not together. Have you seen how different Tom Brady looks lately?
No.
He's lost weight.
Oh.
And they say it's because he still eats, you know, like kale and avocado smoothies all day long, but he doesn't hit the gym
as much to bulk.
Yeah. He's not bulking up anymore. So, and whatever makes him comfortable. I mean, he looks great. He looks healthy. He seems happy.
Has he grown one of those nasty mustaches like everybody else is doing?
Aaron Rodgers had one the other night, and it's not nasty.
It's a trend.
It's not nasty. He's not.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Yeah, it's already time to start thinking about it. Jody's got the top toys for 2023 for the holidays.
I want to tell you guys about some of the hot toys for this holiday season, but before I get to that, it's just a couple I want to mention. What?
I'm just laughing because remember this weekend I went to try to buy a garden hose and I couldn't find one anywhere because it's all Christmas trees right now.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing in the gardening section.
Really mad.
I was.
He was so mad about not being able to find the valve thing.
A nozzle.
Yeah. He's like, but you know what is in the garden section? Toys.
Well, Christmas and Christmas lights. Yeah.
Ebenezer Scrooge over here. Anyway, I think of this every Christmas because my mom is so sweet. When our girls were little, we may have not even had Phoebe yet. We may have just been Taylor as a little kid.
Yeah.
I was like being, you know, psycho mom about, well, I want to get this thing. She has to have this thing. We have to ask Santa for this thing specifically. And my mom was like, well, I'm going to get her a doctor set. And I was like, a doctor set? What are you talking about? She's like, yeah, every kid loves to play doctor and the little thing. And my mom was right. I went to great lengths, and Santa also brought specific things.
Yeah.
And Taylor played with that doctor set for 6 months on the dogs, on me, on you.
Yeah.
The classic toys for little minds, they stand up.
Our youngest Phoebe loved her Handy Manny tool set.
Yeah, she did.
Mine all loved the Little Tykes Kitchen.
Oh, yes.
They were cooking stuff left and right in there.
And how about play food
mm-hmm.
with a
mm-hmm.
shopping cart or a play kitchen? I mean, it's just, you can't beat it. So remember the classics and don't be pressured by lists. But I will tell you what's trending is hot. You want to know? For the little bitty ones, the Baby Shark Ultimate Shipwreck playset. Aw, playsets rock.
I have heard Santa's making a lot of those this
year. Yes, playsets rock. Also, Wild Riding Grogu is from The Mandalorian. It's Baby Yoda's head. And you put him up, and like a Baby Yoda, and you play with him. You can put him on his back, and you can place him.
Why is he wild riding?
I don't know, because I don't know why.
Okay.
And then there's also a Lego Star Wars Mandalorian set.
Oh.
That's big for adults, too.
Yeah. Certain adults.
Jody has three things to know today coming up next.
Three things you need to know today.
Powered by Tide.
Number one, the Powerball jackpot climbs again, and apparently it's become boring to all of us.
over $1 billion is boring.
After, you know, nobody got all five numbers last night, so it grows again. But we've had, what, $5 billion jackpots in the last 14 months? So it's not exactly a rarity anymore.
Ho-hum.
But wouldn't it be crazy if it changed your life?
Yeah.
Number two, a nationwide test of the emergency and wireless alert systems is still scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, okay? And it'll be sent to all cell phones, TVs, and radios. It's a joint operation between FEMA and Federal Communications Commission, the commission.
Yeah.
And so, and they're going to keep doing it for an hour. Like, if you have a cell phone and you're out of range, it'll keep going for an hour until it touches your phone.
Okay.
How about that? And
but,
it's a mandate.
But then I can turn it off, right?
Of course you can turn it off. They want to make sure you
get
it.
Not going to make noise for an hour.
They're used to warn us of severe weather mainly, but right. They can be used to send messages, you know, from FEMA or the president. And number three, we've heard a lot about the life of Tom Brady through documentaries.
I saw the potential of what we had.
There's a new Tom Brady biopic in development called The Patriot Way. And it's called Tom Brady's Fight for Redemption. And he's on board with it being made.
That's three things to know today.
I did something so dumb while running my bath the other night.
Oh, do tell.
And I'm going to shout out to Murphy for finally found the good in him having so many flashlights around.
Yeah, I knew it would eventually pay off.
After all these years. So I'm running a bath, and I remember that I had bought, on my little girl's trip weekend recently, I had bought some bath salts.
Oh.
And I bought some lavender bath salts, and they were in a vial. It looked like a vial.
Looks like a lab experiment almost.
Yes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And I thought it was just heavy plastic. You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
With this story.
I can tell there's some breaking coming here.
I was at the bottom of the lab vial of bath salts. They were lavender in color because they smelled like lavender and they had real lavender oil. So I'm trying to get it out of there, and
it won't come out.
So
maybe you should hit it harder.
I thought it was plastic, so I start tapping it on the side of the tub, and my water's all happy and warm, and it broke.
Oh, what a surprise!
And shards of glass in my bathtub.
Mm.
I was so ready to get in. The water was perfect, height and temperature.
Mm.
And there was glass all in it. I'm like, I can't get in here now.
Yeah, and you know, I'm one of those people that's easily alarmed by shards of glass.
Yes.
I don't like them. Nobody does, but
you weren't about to get in a hot water.
No.
Tub mm-hmm. of them.
So no. What was the flashlight? Where'd that come in?
No.
Oh, well, I mean, as I shined it into the water, for whatever reason, those shards of glass really stood out. So we were able to remove
them all.
No problem. Got it out.
Yeah.
Hosed the tub out really good, and then Jody got in it.
Well, I ran new water. We hosed the tub out. I wiped it out. Ran new water.
With no bath salts.
With no bath salts. Yeah, that's true. Climbed it. I didn't have any more. They were gone. But I climbed back in, and I was very nervous because, you know, a shard of glass, even a tiny one, can mess up your day.
Yeah, it can. What was the? So there's another box labeled broken glass sitting in the carport right now.
That's something else.
You broke something else?
I did.
Why are you keeping it?
I'm not. It's for trash. But I just.
We put all our broken glass over here for later.
I had a bad couple of days with breaking things.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. No, the cake plate.
Not your new cake plate.
It's not new. It was my grandparents. The top of it, the top, it broke.
Whoa, how did that happen?
I was moving too quickly in the kitchen cleaning up things.
She was tapping it against the tub.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 7:50.
On the way next, coming to you, Holly, 877-310-4MSJ. You were mentioning yesterday with the beginning of Breast Cancer Awareness Month that a dear friend of mine who does mammography for a living had told me, and I wanted to pass it along, not to have caffeine in the days leading up to, or especially on the day of your mammogram, because it makes you more sensitive to the testing. Also later this week, and we'll do it tomorrow if you want, what to bring to your mammogram that you never thought to bring other than yourself. Okay, we're going to do that. 877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
What's going on, Holly?
I was just calling because I heard your information about Breast Cancer Awareness, and I wanted to
yes.
give an idea out to people out there with daughters who are developing and young adults,
yes.
women. Young lady that I watched growing up across the street from me.
Uh-huh.
20 years. For 20 years, I was good friends with her. She came to my house and hung out.
Mm-hmm.
29 years old, she passed away of breast cancer.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. So I just want to remind the parents out there, especially, mothers, to teach their daughters how to do this health check.
Yeah.
And the young adults out there to make sure that they do, because you hear about it being all these ladies being older.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very it was just very hard on my family. She babysat my daughter for years. My daughter's autistic, so
mm-hmm.
it was extremely hard. But in her name was Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure that everybody's aware that you need to start checking as soon as you get breasts,
right.
because it's something that she'd never thought of.
Of course.
And then by the time they found it was already stage four.
Right. Mm. Thank you for sharing this. She obviously. Means a lot to you, meant a lot to you.
It does.
I can hear it in your voice. And
it's still fresh. It's only in May this year, so.
That is still fresh for somebody that means a lot. That she'll always be with you. And I'm keep telling this story. Keep telling her story. We'll do the same.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling, Holly.
You have a great day, you guys.
You too.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gain Flings Laundry Detergent.
We all know that Disney is sitting on a lot of stories, and then they're the ones that we cannot get enough of. There will always be a new Beauty and the Beast reboot. There will always be another Aladdin around the corner. We know that, right? But if you go way back, there's Bambi.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? What you eating?
Hello? It's awfully good.
I was always drawn to it, like, and the name Bambi, oh, how cute. But I never saw this movie. And as I got older, I thought, good, because when you hear what happens, that would have devastated me.
Just watch Lion King, same thing.
Yes. This happens so often in Disney movies. So they're working on a Bambi reboot, but where the mom doesn't die. A modernized live action reboot.
Because we can't
the
handle
opinions,
it?
Like what I just said, the opinions of, and so purists don't like it. I don't like it either.
It's not the story.
Even though it hurts, I need that in the story.
Yeah.
You need that for the redemption to mean anything, right?
Yeah.
So that's the word. When you hear about a Bambi live action remake, they're talking about changing up the story for the tenderhearted.
So are they going to make an old Yeller reboot too? Where
I don't think that's Disney.
Oh, come on, puppy.
All right, let's move on. Coming up, why are we so sort of addicted to true crime or based on a true story, and what based on a true story movie they are making next? Would you guys agree that a true story, something that's based on a true story, somehow is more captivating to you? Right? That's why
you mean like a
crime,
mystery or,
it doesn't matter. Based on a true story is like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is based on, to me it is. It's more of a hook.
I watched a movie this weekend kind of based on like that.
Okay. Dish.
Oh, it's Monuments Men. It was George Clooney and they were that like the small group in World War II who were tasked with finding all the artwork that was stolen.
Right.
And finding it and saving it before it got destroyed. And,
right.
It started with based on a true story.
That's why they say truth is stranger than fiction.
Yes, exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Okay. I also think that's one reason why we get sucked into true crime, because part of you wants to be armed to try to understand these unbelievable things. You want to understand, but also it's kind of like, this really happened? What? So I want to lay this down for you. Apparently a movie is being made about the tragic missing Ocean Gate submarine, the Titan submarine incident from earlier this year.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How are you going to make a story on that when you don't know?
There's a script. There's a writer for the project. There's a producer for the project. Of course, it's set, it headed out to view the Titanic shipwreck, and then what, an hour, 45 minutes in, lost forever?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's a movie that's going to be made about it. Maybe about the people who were on board. Maybe about,
it's probably going to have to be a combination of both. And, the
them accepting the, hey, I want to do this.
Yeah. Who's the guy that wrote Titanic?
James Cameron.
Right. So yeah. James Cameron gave a pretty detailed explanation about why he believed from the start to finish about how it was built in the first place and some things that they shouldn't have done, that there were mistakes that they actually made.
Right.
Because there are protocols that you follow. So they can probably build it pretty close.
Yes, they can. He says his statement actually was that he was not going to ever be involved in this, that he noted earlier that when this happened, that I don't respond to offensive rumors in the media usually, but I need to now. I am not in talks about this, nor will I ever be. Hmm. He doesn't want to be involved in it.
That makes sense.
But it is being made. It's being written at this time.
Three things you need to know today.
Powered by Tide.
Number one, a new study suggesting that the best time to take an at-home COVID test is 4 days after you feel symptoms. That's when your viral load is highest, and they're
better chance, it'll
better
show a
chance
positive.
Of a positive test if you're really concerned. And don't forget, you can still get 4 tests per household.
I already ordered mine.
Did you? COVID.gov. You don't have to pay for shipping. You just give your name and address, and they send it right on to you.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been waiting for yours?
Since last week.
Okay. Number two, Disney Plus is cracking down on password sharing, just like Netflix. So if you're sharing, even with your family, you need to get a hold on that, because you don't want them to take it from you. If they catch you doing it, they say that might limit or terminate your account.
Ooh.
That's the word.
Yeah, but you'll get warnings first, I'm sure.
Just like Netflix did. Number three, Taylor Swift is helping NFL ratings. Oh. The Taylor effect works for football, too. We knew this was coming. The Sunday night game where the Chiefs beat the Jets, they had a bonkers 27 million people tuning in. They don't
Amazing.
Know how many Swifties. And by the way, the league, even though, a lot of football purists hate it, the league getting in on it for a short period of time. You saw they changed their name briefly to NFL Taylor's Version on social media. Then they removed it. Three things to know today.
Social Media Connect.
We love hearing from you online. You can also join the conversation by calling 877-310-4MSJ. You can call or text that number. I want to shout out, first of all, to Steven, who sent us a picture. He sent us a picture through Facebook. It's a picture of his advent calendar. I know it's early, but listen. Hey, guys, I wanted you to see this. You need one for the studio. It's a diehard advent calendar.
Oh.
Have you ever seen these?
The movie? Oh, wait. Is this the one where Bruce Willis falls every day?
No, not Bruce.
Oh, Snipe?
Every day. He's not Snape when he was in Die Hard. He was Hans.
Hans, yes.
Every day when you pull a tab, Hans falls a little farther down the Nakatomi Tower. It is a real thing. This thing really exists. And I started Googling. There's more than one version online.
Yeah.
For the diehard fan. And do you know you could get diehard Christmas sweaters?
Mm.
I went down a rabbit hole when I started looking at that, Steven. You gotta know.
That they actually wear in the movie?
No.
Or
it's like Nakatomi Tower Christmas Party 1988. Cute stuff.
Have you seen the Bruce Willis and ornaments that you can make yourself?
No.
You know when he's crawling through the air
conditioning
ducts? Yeah, it's like they have this how-to YouTube video, how to make your own.
Oh, yay, so much fun. All right, thank you for that, Stephen. You have to know you made my day with it. Rosa wants to say to you, Sam, regarding your smile and your soon-to-be dental procedure at the end of the year. Hey, guys, love you. Agree that dental care is super important. For me, a smile is an important first impression. And you have a good smile. You take care of it.
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, I never smile.
That's not true.
Well, that is true.
Okay. Wait. Well, he smiles like no.
Well, that's not true.
He's
Murphy's
smiling.
Like, yep.
You don't intentionally smile.
No, that's true.
You unintentionally smile when you laugh.
They
which
accidentally
is a lot.
Get out sometimes.
You laugh often in here. So anyway, thank you for that, Rose. I appreciate you. On to nail colors. I have my nails done. Everybody online helps me pick out my color. I switched to a fall color. It's called Cookies and Cream.
I didn't know there were fall colors.
It's number 693.
What color is that?
I know you can't see. Sam's color blind. It's called Cookies and Cream.
It's green?
It's a light gray.
Gray.
It's a light gray. It's kind of a big deal for me to change colors. So anyway, Holly says, I definitely love the color. Also love fall colors, whether you're doing deep or natural. This is a more natural. Hope says she's wearing pumpkin nails because she has a witch's brunch this week.
Oh, that's cute.
And Rhonda says her nail color changes her mood, so she changes it with the seasons.
Oh, see, that's smart.
We love hearing from you. Keep it coming.
Coming up, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam is the food dude.
Yeah, I got the official word from Ronald McDonald himself on the return of McRib.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Kohl's.
Yeah, last week I told you I had the inside scoop that McRib was coming back this year.
Yes.
Even though it's supposed to be the end of the line last year.
I didn't believe that.
Now McDonald's says, yeah, it's coming back. It's coming back in November.
Were they trying to pull a Mexican pizza situation on us? They were trying to create some hype.
But I like that label you put on it. Well, it's the old Mexican pizza trick.
Taco Bell was able to drag that out for years.
What I'm saying, and so why not try it?
It's going to be at select restaurants, so it's one of those check your local Mickey D's first.
Drive around to the one that you can...
Hey, you got the McRib!
You either love that sandwich or you're like, whatever.
I'm right? Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Looking at some candy now for Halloween. Mars has released their lineup. The one that sticks out to me is Skittles Shriekers Halloween candy.
Okay.
Is it sour?
It's fruity Skittles and just a handful of sour ones thrown in.
Oh.
So, you know, you'll be munching away on the delicious Skittles and all of a sudden, wow!
You have one grab you.
Yeah.
That's clever.
It is.
See, fascinating.
All right. Well, how about rotten gummy worms?
Oh, gross.
What? That's just the name. You know, they're just made to look rotten, but they're gummy worms.
Gummy worms are fun.
Yeah.
To decorate with.
I got one for Murphy here. The Hershey's and Crocs collection.
I don't understand.
Hershey's is partnered with Crocs for Halloween. You got the brown one. That's the Hershey color. And it's got the little gibbets, the little medallions that go on it. Or you can get the bright orange one, which is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Okay.
Can't eat these, though. You wear them.
$50 to $65.
The dog can eat them.
Well, yeah.
How much do regular Crocs go for?
They're expensive.
I don't know.
Really?
They're expensive.
Okay.
It's like $30 a pair the last time I saw.
For shoes that look like that.
Yeah,
I can't
these are
understand.
$65.
I cannot understand.
Whoa.
And here's the candy you got to find before Christmas. The folks at Dots have made lumps of coal.
Oh, that's hysterical.
All the dots in the box are black.
I love that.
So it's like black licorice flavor?
I knew you were going to ask about licorice. No, it's blackberry or black cherry.
Oh, so
not everybody
sweet.
Likes licorice.
I know. That's cute, Dots. Way to go.
And here's one for Grandma. Next time she reaches in her purse, there's a different Werther's now she can get. Cookie butter cream.
Ooh.
Instead of the old kind that she grabs.
That's butterscotch?
Yeah.
That sounds very delicious. Thank you, food dude. Hollywood Outsider is next.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Gain Flings Laundry Detergent.
The late night shows returned to TV Monday night. That's Jimmy Kimmel, it's Stephen Colbert, it's Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers, all back after a 140-day long writer's strike. And so they've got writers again, and they're funny, but wow. Not a lot of celebrity guests because Hollywood actors are still on strike and they cannot promote their projects or movies or anything. So they're back, but it's
I got
different.
Writers, but nobody to write for.
Yeah. So maybe it's kind of like a big stand-up comedy show or skits. Wanted to move on and tell you that the next Scream movie is already in the works, of course.
There's never been one like me. I'm something different.
Scream 6 took place over Halloween, not to step on Michael Myers' toes, but the 7th installment of Scream is coming, but they're saying a holiday sort of theme, except they're going to set it at Christmas.
Oh, goody.
I don't like that. I never did. It was some Santa Claus, Deadly Night.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Those things cannot mix for me.
Wasn't there an evil Jack Frost, too?
Stop it. I also wanted to tell you that today is unofficial Mean Girls Day.
I've been talking to Aaron more and more. On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
That's because today is October 3rd and unofficially Mean Girls Day. So funny to me, we were saying earlier that Murphy brought home his dad's big stereo, piece of furniture stereo, and what are they called? Andirons for the fireplace?
From my grandmother's fireplace. Yeah.
So you didn't talk to me about the fireplace things. You just put them in the fireplace.
I was in a hurry.
You were in a hurry. And so whatever, we were ships passing in the night that day. It was busy. But I come home from my errand and I walk through the living room and it takes me 2 seconds or less to see them. It's because I'm a woman. Everything in a home is where it is because a woman put it there. I am high.
Except in Sam's house.
Thank you very much.
We can dig into that later, because I'm sure in every single marriage you have ever had, there has been a there probably have been issues with where things go, right?
All right.
Oh,
so
wow.
Tell me about your console again.
Right, because with decorating and home home economics, Sam likes to be in the lead. I know that.
Well, but you and I have sustained marital bliss because, you know, I stay out of that, right?
What's so funny is that you had to kind of, well, you didn't try to stay out of it at first, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's your home, too.
I was kind of a control freak about where things go, but you know what? It's like, that doesn't matter.
It doesn't
Jody
matter
make
where
it
the flashlights
the way.
Go.
If that's important, right, exactly.
Yeah, as soon as she leaves, you can move it around.
Not true. Anyway, everything is where it is in a home because a woman puts it there. So, of course, I noticed 1 second in. I literally was walking into the house probably 5 minutes after you had left, and I saw that. I'm like, what are these things? What's this new thing in the fireplace? However, on the flip side of that, there have been times when I have put something new in the house, something he's never seen before, something big even, that he doesn't see for days until he happens upon it. Like to put his drink down on it or something.
Whoa, a new table.
Right.
Right.
That's just the difference between men and women and that brain when it comes to a home or whatever.
Yeah.
Men are typically more functional. Women are more about this is my space. I need things to be in a certain place. And
I am so laid back about that. That's not a big deal for me. It usually happens one of two ways. Jody brings it home and I don't see it. Or Jody brings it home and says, I need you to put this together.